Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studios. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, and John Tickmavish. How are you guys doing tonight?
Did it sound like you said his last name differently?
It will tell you in the green room. It's pretty funny, actually. I'm John Tickmavish.
All right. So today we are talking about the HVC Black Friday Firecracker. This is a short Robusto, 3.5 inch by 50. Comes out of the Tapsa factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano. Binder is from Nicaragua. The filler is Nicaraguan Corojo 99 and Criollo 98. It is blended by Rainier Lorenzo. Price point is $7.50. The cigar was released in November of 2020. And we picked these cigars up from Corona Cigar Company. So check them out, coronacigar.com. Or if you're in Florida, hit up any one of their number of spots. They have great lounges, great cigar selection. Yeah, great place. All right, so with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
I thought it was really good. It was a super dark, rich, rustic kind of a note profile. It was... I thought it was just full tilt strong for me. It didn't have to take much for me to like start, you know, getting the sweat, you know, in between my taint and stuff like that. So, So I got a lot of like black coffee, like a nice oily red pepper, a lot of cedar. There's also this like nice, like nuttiness and this creaminess that follow. But that Rotro was pretty stinging. So, like, if you guys ever had Halal Guys, and I'm talking about not talking about that chain bullshit that they have out now, but like in New York, the actual Halal Guys cart, they have this red pepper spice sauce. You eat it, you are guaranteed in half an hour to go take multiple shits, and your asshole will clench because it is such hard. Painful, spicy shits. Kind of reminded me of that. All right. Anyways, next.
All right, Seth, what was your experience like?
Okay, just ran it. Listen, I'm going to pass on this after this June thing. Is this, okay, we got these from Corona, but are these like the firecrackers that Two Guys does?
Yes.
They are.
They okay. are.
That just.
Oh, that's interesting.
They do open them up to sell to others at times.
Oh, interesting. I was going to ask. So these have a release earlier in the year at Two Guys, and then later in the year somewhere else.
I think it's slightly a bit later.
Okay.
To other people.
That's cool.
Okay.
I was kind of wondering because I was like, isn't that an infringement on? Yeah. Cool. Well, that's cool.
No, these are the same stars.
Like, yeah, I was wondering because I didn't know that we got them from Corona.
Because they also have Corona now has the Irish Car Bomb firecrackers, which we may be picking up as well.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Although the name is,
I'm offended.
Listen, lots of pepper on this thing. Lots of pepper on the firecracker. HVC Black Friday. Coffee, full and strength and body. Coffee, earth. Those were the core flavors. I mean, it was really a petite cigar, but lots of. I mean, it was one of the most peppery tops of blends I've ever had.
Hey John, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, listen, man, you guys know that I like to smoke cigars at the fuller end of the spectrum, and this cigar is definitely no joke, and for sure this is the strongest thing Rainier has ever blended by a very wide margin. I was about halfway through the first third, and I started to get the spins, and I was like, oh boy, he's really not screwing around here. But the flavor profile is there, which is really nice. It's not strength for strength's sake. And this, I've only smoked a few firecrackers, but this is by far my favorite. Not just because it's really bold and intense, but I think that bold and intensity, like June and Seth already said, it's flavorful. Like it's got this toasted peanuts, it's got chocolate, it's got a syrupy sweetness that kind of counteracts that black pepper. But yeah, make no mistake, this is a very intense, very in your face cigar. And I mean, for 3.5 by 50, I still got an hour and 5 minutes out of it. So, you know, I was like, yeah, I probably wouldn't want more time out of something that, because it was just too strong. I think if, you know, if it was like a full on Robusto, I think that pretty might've put me down. But you know, if he weakened it up a bit, I'd smoke it in a larger format. Anyways, it was good. I liked it. Smoke more of those. I'd be happy. Aaron, how was your experience?
Yeah, for me, I thought the flavor profile was pretty average throughout. Kind of started with wood and baking spice, quickly settled into toasted wood, black pepper, and mustness. A little bit of dry earth joined in a bit later. I never smoked the original Black Friday release, so I can't say if this is like an amped up version of that or their initial release is the same strength level. But definitely some strength to the cigar. I don't think I got hit quite as much as John and June did. But I'm not really sure I'd return to this. The cigar does smoke slow, as John had mentioned. So even with the short size of 3.5 inches, you get a fair amount of smoking time out of it. But yeah, it's probably not something I'm going to really return to. All right, so we'll get into the scores. We're going to start out with the top with June at 6.67. John was right behind at 6.62. And then Seth and I both scored it at 5.30. So June had that 6.67 matchup for you.
That was a really good cigar. And people shit on me for not liking strong cigars. And I like this one. I like the
La Bamba. You can't even get to it.
Okay, you like strong cigars? Name all the strong cigars.
There you go.
Jacob's Ladder.
It's true, you do like the Jacob's
Ladder. Wait till we get to this Tarred and Feather, huh?
Do you remember the Oliva Cobra? Was it Cobra or Cobra?
Dude, I got some, yeah, the Cobra, the El Cobra. I've got some in my humidor.
That was a beast.
Dude, those are like literally the strongest cigars I've ever smoked in my life.
Oh yeah.
I have them in the Churchill, and one time I smoked an El Cobra. It took me 4 hours to smoke, and I was watching an NFL game, and I got up halfway through the cigar, and it just about passed out. That's how strong they are.
I smoked one while I was driving. Started sweating, freaked out, pulled into a McDonald's drive-thru, had like a huge Shamrock shake, and then I felt okay for like 20 minutes. It took me that long.
Oh, the McFlurries.
You got to the one McDonald's that had the shake machine working?
Yeah,
exactly. Should have bought a lotto ticket, man.
You should have bought a lotto ticket.
Should have bought a lotto ticket. It's crazy.
All right, John, 6.62.
Yeah, like June said, I mean, this is a really good cigar, and It's a bright shining light in a whole list of cigars we've reviewed that have been pretty average. So, it's not that I wasn't expecting it to be good. It's just, it's really tough to blend a flavorful cigar in such a small format. And this to me is like, if you like a lot of other Rainier stuff, this might be outside of your wheelhouse because this is just so much stronger than the rest of the stuff he blends. But like I said, Rainier brings the flavor. So, I would definitely smoke these again. This is very tasty, decent price.
All right, Seth, 5.30.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was average. I wasn't impressed by it. I'd smoke them again. But that's just because I probably love the size and it's HVC. So if I ever came across them, I'd smoke them again. But I wasn't blown away by it. It's got a lot of pepper for a Thompson. It was pretty strong. So if you're looking for, you want to be like, what's something peppery from Topsa? If anyone is that intellectual,
that's the thing. I didn't think Topsa could make such a
yeah, no spot. Way.
Yeah, it's never.
You know what I mean?
No, right. You're not the only one. So I think if you're really wanting to go down that path, I think it's something worth trying. The size is great. The price is good. I just wasn't blown away by the actual cigar.
Yeah, my score matches up well. I mean, scored the same as Seth. It was just the average flavor profile throughout. And nobody's mentioned this yet, but I think you all experienced it, is that the burn was not good on this cigar. So.
Oh, yeah.
I had some touch-ups. Yeah. But, I mean, Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but for 3.5, good call, Aaron, on bringing this up. For 3.5 inches, if you're having to touch up the cigar, that's a pain in the ass.
A little bit. Yeah. Draw was good though.
True.
And if you have to relight it, it's even bigger pain in the ass.
I did not have to relight it. Wait, did I have to try? Just touch ups.
Constant. Dude, when you have to touch and relight and it's so short, you're like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, you'll burn the hell out of your hands.
Reminds me of when I burnt a homeless guy's eyebrows.
All right. Another green room story. Okay. All right. Any other final thoughts on this cigar from you guys?
I legitimately would like to see Rainier try a larger. Like a Robusto and make a stronger Tapsa blend just for sits and giggles, because I didn't know that something this strong could come out of Tapsa. So
I mentioned, there was a Black Friday regular cigar, before the Firecracker. I don't remember what the size was. So I don't know if the blend is at the same strength level or it was an amped up version for the Firecracker, which is typically what's done.
Well, I wouldn't want to smoke it at the same strength level because I might tap out. But, if you could get like 70, 75%, I'd be
there you go. You might have to find an original Black Friday somewhere then.
All right.
Is that crazy, man? Like, I ate right beforehand, and we don't inhale cigars, of course, but to feel the effects this much just through
on such a small cigar, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking science,
she's
bro.
A beast.
Dude, it's the nicotina, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpounce.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
He's a firecracker.